Well, good morning. Now, a word I'm looking for. I wonder if you can guess it, you can put your hands up. A word beginning with the letter A. And it means that this person has got the right to tell you things. This person is a person in my word. Timothy.
Authority.
Authority. Thank you. A person in authority, which means that what they say, you should do. If they tell you something, you do it, because they are a person in authority. Can you think of any people who are in authority? Stanley.
The Prime Minister.
Prime Minister? Mm-hmm. Any others?
The government.
Government? Yes. Coming to them in a minute. Grace. Policeman. Thank you. We should. They are in authority. And? Timothy?
God.
Very much. He most certainly is in authority. We come back to that. Any others? Look left, look right, or whichever way. Grace? Teachers, yes. Indeed. And? Look left, right, whichever applies. And you'll also find some people who are in authority, Sammy.
Parents,
shocked tones, but yes, parents as well, in authority. They have the right to tell you, you can do this, not do that. You are able to do this, but you're not able to do that. And we do very well. And God commands that we should listen to those who are in authority, governments, rulers, parents for children, not just when you're little children or younger children, but when you're grown up kinds of children too, still listen, because you're never going to be older than your parents. They're always going to have 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, more experience than you've got. So you always listen. They're in authority. Now, this has been in the news for different reasons lately. Let me just tell you why. Firstly, you may have heard, you may not, but a very well-known atheist week or two ago was publishing the outcome of a survey that he had conducted. Do you know the name of that famous atheist? Charlotte's going, Richard Dawkins. And he was on the radio and he was saying, well, Christian nation are we just? I commissioned a survey, my organisation that I've set up to try to make religion look stupid. And we went out on the streets and I asked, I think it's 2,107 people, what they thought about religion. And 54% of them actually said that they were Christians. Oh, we were preaching in Belfry a bit about this yesterday. Oh, so 54%, over half, in other words, of all the people in our country at the moment are Christians. Don't think so. And Professor Dawkins actually was making I think I agree with him, the point there. This doesn't work. All these people say they're Christians, but you see, we asked some other questions and we found out some very interesting things about these people who say that they're Christians. One of the things was this. They asked them, the people that said, yep, we're Christians, when you're making a decision, when you're having to decide whether something's right or wrong, what do you rely upon? They had a kind of bit like a multiple choice thing, you know, you can sort of say yes, that or no, that. 1 in 10, the people that said they were Christians, say, I look to the Bible and the teaching of the Bible. 1 out of 10. Now, what do you think of that? Any comment? Any comment? These are people who say they're Christians. Any comment? Stanley. Looks like it, doesn't it? Looks like that, and we say we're not surprised, that's what we think too. But 1 out of 10 refers to the Bible to find out what's right or wrong. Any other comments on that? Timothy.
There aren't many Christians in Britain.
Well, yeah, we've got that. What does it say about our attitude to the Bible?
We don't believe it has any authority.
Exactly. We don't believe it has any authority. Or these people. So that over half of them, 54% from memory, so 5 out of 10 people, or 54 out of 100, that kind of thing, said, I rely upon my own feeling, kind of, you know, gut feeling, that sort of thing, whether something's right or whether something's wrong. I kind of, you know, I just feel, yeah, that's right, but feel that's wrong. Is that any good? Is that going to work? Any comments on that? Stanley?
No.
No? Charlotte, yeah?
Like your conscience.
Yeah, your conscience will sometimes get it right, because it's God-given, but unreliable. Totally unreliable. You might get some things right, but you're going to get other things wrong. What should be your authority? Again, what should these people, 10 out of 10 of them have said, or 100 out of 100, Grace? Should have said the Bible, shouldn't they? So the 1 in 10 were right, and the 9 out of the 10 who came up with other answers, wrong. They were looking in the wrong place for their authority. Now, what should I do? Who can I look to tell me what to do here? I'll rely on myself, thank you very much. Wrong. Didn't go to the Bible. Now, those in authority. Government. Right. We should take very seriously and respect those who are in government. Unless what happens... You've been doing some of this in your Sunday school, I know. What happens sometimes? What decision did the apostles have to make when they went before the Sanhedrin council? And the Sanhedrin told them, no more preaching in the name of this Jesus. Do you remember what they had to say? What point they had to make? What was going to be their authority? Stanley. God. Sanhedrin? Council? No. When you are telling us to do what God has said don't do, or forbid us to do something God said do, then we have to give God greater authority than you. We're not going to fight you, and if there are punishments, we will accept those. If we can protest and try to change your mind, we will do that. But, sorry, we are going to have to say, can't obey you in that, can't do that. Now, yesterday, in the newspaper I get, a government minister said on the subject of marriage... Because you see, we've got that petition, haven't we? And we're going to say, we believe in the definition of marriage that comes from where?
God and the Bible.
God and the Bible. Thank you. Because there's a great pressure on to change what marriage means so that it is not a man and a woman committing themselves together for life, but anybody, man and a woman and a woman, who knows whatever else in amongst it there. Oh, but the government minister, Mrs. I don't know what she is quite, but Lynn Featherstone, has said, it is not for the state, in other words, the government, or the church, to say we own marriage. Government doesn't own marriage. The church doesn't own marriage. So she said, the people own marriage. The people own marriage. So it's... If it's not the church, it's not the government, it must be the people who have the authority to say what marriage is and what it isn't. She missed out the fourth and the most important option. What did she miss out? What did she miss out, Charlotte?
God.
No, actually, it's for God to say what marriage is, and it's for us to listen and to obey it and do it. And when we want to know what God says on the subject, where do we go? Again, we come back to the Bible. That's our authority. God is our authority. And he says, yes, governments I've given them to restrain evil and to protect and guard you. You respect them. You've got to pay them taxes. You've got to pay them custom and respect and honour. But... it's for me to say, what is marriage? And it's me to say, what is right and wrong? And it's for me to say, all the way in which you should live your life. The government should protect that and guard that. Not for the government. Not for the people to change it. The people say, well, I just sort of feel it's okay. I think it's okay to change marriage. You know, next week I might feel a bit differently about it. Hopeless. That's not what God has said. They may get it right sometimes, they may get it wrong other times. She missed out, the government minister missed out God. Why do you think she missed him out? Charlotte?
She didn't think he was any importance.
She didn't think he was of any importance. Probably doesn't even believe that he exists. So, funny days we're in. Who's our authority? Who are we listening to? Well, I just wait to see what I feel about something. That's not going to always be reliable. Might be sometimes. Are you going to the Bible? Government, who are you listening to? And on this subject of marriage, we can see trouble ahead here, and that we're going to obey God and not obey the law in these things here. Sorry, we can't follow you in that one. So we have some interesting things. I wonder, when the pressure's on, where are we going to look to be commanded to do what we're meant to do? Us, me, the people, and 90% don't think this is good. All right, I don't think it's good. 90% think it is good. Well, okay, I think it's good. No, God. Use the Bible as your authority, even if it means that at times we're going to be disagreeing with the government and government ministers, and even disagreeing with what 90% of the people out there may or may not think. You be courageous and bold and stand for the Bible. And may God yet bless our nation and bring more right thinking to us.